2208.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of ordinance number 2208 to amend the future land use map within the future land use element of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this ordinance seeks to amend the future land use map within the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan from its current land use designation as a low density area to an existing development area. Property that is the subject of this ordinance is Sussex County tax map and parcel number 135-11-39. Two, the existing development area is designated in the comprehensive plan for existing residential development under the current general residential and medium residential zoning districts, as well as some commercial uses. The plan further states that this particular classification is simply being used to identify these existing scattered zoning areas that have no direct relationship to their surrounding zoning and or the future land use map. The plan emphasizes that this area should only be used for existing GR or MR zoned properties. This property is currently zoned AR1, which is not permitted within the existing development area designation. The current low density area designation is consistent with the land's existing AR1 zoning. Three, the comprehensive plan also reiterates that the existing development area is limited to existing GR and MR land by providing that there is no intention to expand this land use classification. Four, here the land in question is currently zoned AR1, not GR or MR, although the applicant has also applied to amend the zoning to MR so that a multifamily conditional use can be developed on the property, this possible future zoning and use is not consistent with the intent of the existing development area, which is to provide a designation or existing GR MR land scattered throughout the county. Again, the existing development area designation is not intended to accommodate future rezoning of land in the county. Five, there is no dispute that the property is currently developed as a small manufactured home park that has been in existence for decades. However, it is situated upon land that is zoned AR1 and it was never rezoned to GR. As a result, it is a legally nonconforming manufactured home park. In other words, it is grandfathered as a manufactured home park on AR1 zoned land. Six, because this land is not currently zoned GR, general residential, or MR, medium density residential, and because the comprehensive plan states that there is no intention to expand this land use classification, this requested map amendment to add a new existing developing area or AR1 land is not appropriate. Seven, for all these reasons, the proposed map amendment in ordinance number 2208 should be denied.
A second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of ordinance 2208 for the reasons stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Holly Stevenson.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Next item is a change of zone, number 1959, Charles E. Turner, Jr.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend a denial of change in zone number 1959 for Charles E. Turner, Jr. for a change in zone from AR1 agricultural residential to MR medium density residential based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this property is also the subject of a request to amend the future land use map within the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan from its current designation as a low density area to a new existing development area designation. The Commission has recommended denial of that change to the future land use map. Two, under the current low density area designation, a change to MR medium density residential zoning is not appropriate according to Table 4.5-2 of the future land use element of the Comprehensive Plan. The property is also surrounded by land with the low density area designation. Three, there is no other land with an MR zoning classification in the vicinity of this property. In addition to the inconsistency with the future land use map, a rezoning of this property to MR would be inconsistent with the zoning and use of the surrounding area. Four, while there is some commercially zoned land on the area, that is primarily oriented to the Route 9 Gravel Hill Road intersection and Route 9 leading to Georgetown. There is no commercially zoned land in the immediate area of this property, particularly the northeast quadrant of the intersection. Five, for all these reasons, it is not appropriate to rezone this property to an MR medium density residential zoning district.
A second.
Moved and seconded to recommend denial of change of zone number 1959, Charles E. Turner Jr., for the reasons stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Chair votes yes for the reasons stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2320, Charles E. Turner Jr.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend a denial of conditional use number 2320 for Charles E. Turner Jr. for a 42-unit multifamily development based on the recommendations of denial for ordinance number 22-08 and change of zone number 1959, as well as the record made during the public hearing, and for the following reasons. One, this application is for a property that is the subject of a change of the future land use map from its current low density area designation to a new existing development area designation and a change in zone from its existing AR1 zoning to MR zoning. The commission has recommended that both of these changes be denied. Two, the rezoning and future land use map amendment are necessary to accomplish the multifamily conditional use for 42 units that is the subject of this application. Three, because the commission has recommended a denial of both the map amendment and the rezoning, the commission must recommend a denial of this conditional use. That's it.
I second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 2320, Charles E. Turner Jr., for the reasons stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you.